Nothing going on now, nothing that will ever go on in the future. And then he adds, no powers. What does he mean by that? I don't know. I don't know what he means. He just means no powers. That word is used in the New Testament in the plural, most often in reference to miracles or mighty works. There isn't any miracle, any inexplicable supernatural thing that could happen that could do it. And then he says height couldn't do it and depth couldn't do it. What does he mean by that? Again, I'm not sure what he means. He's off into the doxology now. And he's saying nothing up and nothing down can do it. And he's trying to take us to the edge of infinite space. There isn't any state of being. There isn't any being. There isn't any condition now or in the future. There isn't any power, supernatural or natural. There isn't anything all the way up to the edge of the universe. There isn't anything all the way down to the edge of the universe. And just in case anything else isn't covered, nor any other created thing. And that includes everything but God. There isn't anything anywhere that can separate us from the love of Christ. It just boggles my mind. Because this is in the Bible, and people will come along and say, yes, but I still believe you can lose your salvation. And you want to ask, are you brain dead? Are you on a respirator? What in the world are you saying? How obvious is this? There isn't anything that is ever going to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Back in John 17, Jesus was praying that high priestly prayer, and he said to the Father, Father, I want you to love them as you love me. What did he mean by that? Same thing we've been saying. Love them with an everlasting love. And that's precisely the love that the Father has for us. One of the loveliest hymns on the secure love of God was written by George Matheson, Scottish preacher. He was born in 1842. It was just about 20 years later, that not even 20, something before even, I think, his 18th birthday, he was prepared to be married. And the girl who was his love and fiance decided she couldn't marry him.